Adam Sontag, the administrator for the city of Ripon, is joining us at this time. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me again.
Yeah. Some big news coming out of the city council meeting this week. One of them was a bid was awarded for the Houston Street project.
Correct. Yep.
And boy, there was quite a disparity between the low bid and one of the higher bids, like $800,000.
That was about $500,000. As a city, we are required to competitively bid our projects. That's a state law, and then we have local rules as well for purchasing and procurement. So we get everything designed out. We put it out on the street. We bid it out, and we are required to take the lowest responsible bidder. And in this case, that was a local company, RLAM, about $2.005 million for the reconstruction. And we had four bids, so it was competitive. Usually we like to see 2-3 bids come in at the very least, and we had four, and the high bid was about 2.5. So those ones don't get considered unless other ones are unqualified, and we had ones the lowest was a qualified bidder. So we moved forward with the project.
Now you have more news about the project.
There's a couple things with the project. Houston Street. We did receive an LRIP grant, which is a local road improvement program from the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. We received that a couple of years ago. It's around a $640,000 part of that grant. We did add East Seward. So there's a portion of East Seward that will also be completed as part of the project from Houston to Park Street, I believe it is. And then there was kind of discussion around the park loop. And while we wanted to continue to, East Water Street is over there. There's Park Street, and you obviously have Selfridge Park. We're doing an improvement project there. And one of the reasons we did East Seward as part of the project was there's some stormwater concerns and improvements we made in the park that we need to now tie into. But we sort of stopped it at that at the project at Houston. From the State Highway to State Street, we'll improve a little portion of State Street. We'll also do some patching because some of State Street is in pretty rough shape outside of the project limits. And during the discussion, some of the alderpersons were wanting to continue to do some of the other area in the park loop because it is in poor condition. There's some unsafe conditions. There's some lead service lines there. And we took that, and said, yep, we understand, but we have limits to every project. And, while we have a grant to fund Houston, it's still a $2 million project. I'll note too that we did add a small portion, of Aspen Street to this, because we're part of the DPW building. We're paving a part of that as part of that project of Aspen Street. Cause over time with heavy trucks and equipment, it's just gotten pretty rough over there. So we'll do the full length of Aspen Street headed to the DPW and the fire department this year as part of a bid alternate, it's called. It's about $50,000 to do that additional half there on Aspen. So a lot of stuff going on there, right? But then yesterday, kind of coincidentally, we were notified by the state that we had received another LRIP, Local Road Improvement Program grant, and for East Water. So the street we wanted to kind of do and do the whole loop we'll now be able to do, likely next year. It's about a $228,000 grant covering 50%. So there's some, we'll be able to use the design. We pretty much designed out the Houston Street project and East Seward to be able to connect in with Park and East Water. So we kind of got the ball rolling already. And while it won't be done necessarily this year because of bidding requirements, it will be queued up and partially funded 50% by the state. So that's good news. We continue to receive dollars from the state to help us, address some of our most critical infrastructure needs.
So when does the Houston Street project begin?
Well, we notified the bidder. I think today we'll notify him, or yesterday, that, you know, there's a notice of award. You know, our schedule then is to work with the contractor, work with our engineers to schedule a pre-construction meeting. We talk about, you know, scheduling, and we've already sent letters to all impacted property owners on the area there that, you know, here's what to expect, right, with everything from garbage and, you know, parking, and just make arrangements. Please, we'll continue to get those that information out as we firm up the schedule. But generally, I would assume we'll be starting the project in the next month or two. RLAM also is doing the Selfridge project. So that's about $1 million project. They now have another $2 million project, local contractor, doing all the work right there. So it's kind of they're already there,
right,
doing work. So they just have now more to do. And Houston Street, from an overall condition perspective and road, needs some work, and there's lead service lines and other things we're addressing there too. So it's a positive, positive investment there in that part of the community.
Okay. Where are we at with the new DPW building?
We're getting close. So I believe in the coming days or weeks, they will begin to tear down the old building. So we're into the new building, and the staff are kind of working out the kinks, right? We are getting the systems functioning, but operating out of the new building, and then the old building gets taken down. And so that building is 59 years old. So no real use for it at this point, and it's about 58 $1,898 to demo it. That is the bid price to demo it. We are looking at a project that is coming in about $1 million under budget. What we had originally scoped, we had to scope the project at around $2.8 million. Right now, we're on pace to complete the project for about $9.8 million. That includes design and engineering of around $520,700. Construction, to actually build the building, was $7.86 million. There were a couple bid alternates that were awarded as part of the project. Nothing substantial, but adding like in-floor heating for efficiency and comfort purposes, and just in two areas of the shop where we have staff working on equipment. And then to outfit the equipment, it was $554,000. So that's basically lifts and machinery and racking. So overall, the base bid was $7.8 million, engineering and those soft costs were about $520,000, and then only about $550,000 on equipment. So we're looking at being about $900,000 left on the project. So that's a lot of retainage. So we make sure that everything is working before we pay for everything. Mm-hmm. So there's a good number of dollars left, and some pavement work and other site work to be done. But we look forward to finishing up, being under budget, and then we will likely commit to hosting an open house. We just don't want to do that when we're still in construction, right? Mm-hmm. There's still going to be work done there.
All right. Running out of time, but I was going to ask you, when is the reorganizational meeting for the Common Council?
Yeah, so there was an election. The reorganization meeting will be April 21st, so that'll be Tuesday. And so there'll be four alderpersons sworn in, including one new member, Luke Dretzky, and then Mayor Grant won his rebid for re-election, so he will be sworn in. And then there is a reorganization. So there will be committee assignments and things of that nature. And then certainly if there are individuals in the community that are interested in serving on committees, we do have available committees. They can go on the city's website and fill out a form. And because we also need more than just common council members and the mayor to serve on committees. So we encourage that. So it'll be an exciting next week where they swear in, and then the 27th will be the official first meeting of the newly seated council.
Well, Adam, thank you very much for joining us today.
Of course.
Appreciate your time.
Yep, thank you.
That is Adam Sontag, who is the administrator for the city of Ripon.